This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley bringing you Absolute Philosopher. A stem cell has all knowledge. What will I draw out of it? A stem cell has all knowledge in it. What will I draw out of it? Yes. We live in a body built of stem cells. And these stem cells are wonderful. And when these stem cells are built beautifully and wonderfully and powerfully, when they are nurtured with what it is that we really believe about ourselves, then our body is a rather wonderful thing. We look at Europe. Well, let's just look at the Roman highway. The Roman highway that goes through a great deal of Europe and through England and through many places. The Romans were soldiers, and they were very strong soldiers, but they're just soldiers. And the Roman government traveled all over the world, sending their armies here and there. And in the process, they built a road. Now, why would they build a road? They built a road because they wanted to have that road so they could use that road to communicate with the various outlying districts that they were incorporating into their country, into their nation, into their ownership, you might say. Well, how did they build this road? Well, they built the road as all good roads are built, first with a foundation. And the foundation was gravel and was all sorts of things to make it firm and solid. They dug it down maybe a foot, two or three down, and then they put in gravel. And this was put in from everywhere, and it made a very nice surface. And then they cut stones. They cut stones to make them into a wonderful road. Now the stones, to this day, are still in many places throughout the world where the Romans have gone. And the stones lay there because they have a good foundation. And after all these years, they're still there and still beautiful and still good. And it's amazing. Now, the only reason many of the Roman roads are no longer there is because people have taken the stones to build houses with them. They have taken the stones to build fences with them. They've taken the stones from the road to build other things. But if they had not touched those stones, to this day, hundreds of years later, that Roman highway would still be in perfect condition wherever it went. Now, they had a most amazing architect who designed those roads and who had the ability to enforce how they were put in. And everywhere they went, this designer or designers of the Roman roads had people that were insistent that they were built the way the designers wanted them built. And all of these roads, whether they went over marshes or bogs, or whether they went over deserts or sand, whether they went over soft ground or sturdy ground, they all were built with a sturdy foundation consistent with the type of soil over which it went. And they built them very strongly and very beautifully. And the people used them for hundreds of years. And they would still be used today if they were going the right direction for what people wanted them to do. In fact, you look at much of the road work that's being done and has been done in England and Europe, and you find that they're done with good foundation and then a sort of stone brick. And the cobblestone roads and cobblestone streets, and they stand up. They stand up to the test of time because they're well built. It's not necessarily that the stones on top are so perfect. They were good too. But it's the bed underneath, the foundation that gave those roads the longevity and the strength and the ability to be used as they were. Now, the stem cells we have are all knowledge. And when we have a foundation for our stem cells, a foundation of I am God, the foundation of I like me, the foundation of the world is good, the foundation of beauty and righteousness throughout all of life, then the stem cells exacerbate, they continue to grow, they continue to compound that which they are. But when the stem cells have a poor foundation, the old cells in the body represent that they die or they get ill, become ill, they do other things. When that happens, then the stem cells that are born new and come in to join the other cells of the body that were formerly pure stem cells but now are a little jaded, the new stem cells take on the picture of the old stem cells because that's all they have to know what to do. And so, as a Roman road was built with a sound foundation, if we give our new stem cells every day, born in our body, a sound foundation, a foundation that this is the temple of the living God, this is a body of perfection, we know all things, this is wisdom, knowledge, understanding, goodness, wholeness. When we teach our new stem cells this pathway, then that's the path they go. But if the stem cells are settled down on an unstable foundation, if they're settled down on a foundation that lives in the world and of the world, then it's got a problem. But if the stem cells are living on a foundation which says, all is good and very good, I am divine, I am pure, I am to the pure, all is pure, I'm living my original purity and integrity, all of these wonderful statements, if that is the foundation upon which our new stem cells are laid, then our new stem cells continue being their original purity and integrity. They enforce, reinforce, support, and reinforce the support of who and what they are, the foundation over which they lay. And it is a mighty wonderful thing. It's not only a mighty wonderful thing, it is a powerful and a beautiful thing. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. Now, if we think in our heart, we think from our original purity and integrity. If we just think and we look at the illusions around us of some of the other misconceptions of what life is all about, then that becomes our illusion. That becomes our knowledge. That becomes our expectation. And that becomes what the stem cells have to build upon and to express. We have the opportunity to step beyond the illusion of the past. We have the opportunity to step forth into the bright new future of who we are today. We don't have to wait until tomorrow to say, I am whole and perfect. We don't have to wait until tomorrow to know who and what we are. We don't have to wait until tomorrow to build a good foundation. We can do it right now. We can be the good foundation and all of the stonework on top, all those new stem cells, will brighten the day where they are and bring forth where they are all of the goodness, all of the purity, all of the wonder, all of the magic. And when they do that, wow-wee, what a great world we live in. What a great world we have, what a great life we have, and all is good and very good. The stem cell is a fact. It is there. The stem cell is pure, born undifferentiated at each moment of our life. And the stem cell takes on the thread and fabric of the stem cell, of the cells that had been stem cells, but now were differentiated cells of our body, our eyes, ears, nose, throat, and whatever else. And if these are cells that have taken on these roles, as the perfect eye, the perfect ear, the perfect nose, the perfect throat, the perfect everything, super. If they take on limitation, then that's the, what the new stem cells will be born into, and that's what the new stem cells will reflect in their beingness in our life. What do you want? What do I want? I live in my original purity and integrity, and that's all. And I've given a good foundation to that truth, and that's all. And I am that I am, and that's all. How about that? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.